now, and you have started to get the hang of things that have pinpointed the people in the office and their roles. You search for patterns to put in place to ease the anxiety when a gray area presents itself. All of the woodwork is showing, and the walls are talking to you. You hear people who are happy and those who believe they have the solutions. The ones who like you feel the need to inform you of people and things to watch out for. The people to watch out for watch you to see where you fall in their company. Your list of things to get done never get done because one thing is coming in as the other one is going. The meetings that happen about getting things done never get done. The year moves forward. This next step is not to tell you things you already don't know for those who live it, but maybe to give you an insight into what's happening and how to survive if you're new. They are called the 8 Laws of Corporate America. Law 1. Avoid the crabs, keeping the two-faced, and keep the grass short. We have all heard of the saying, crabs in a bucket, and if you aren't familiar with this logic, it's quite simple. When you reach into a bucket to pull out the crab you want, there will always be other crabs latching on to hold the crab you want. Sometimes the grip from the other crabs can be so great that the crab you want loses parts when you try to separate them. The metaphor isn't a pretty vision, but neither is it when applied to your work environment. You will have many people who are around you who are just there to keep an eye on what you are doing to make sure you don't get any credit without them taking part as well. Another name that comes to mind when describing these people is called two-faced. For many of you who might be new to the term, this is when a person comes as a friend of yours. The minute you are not around, they will bash you and belittle your efforts. These people will even take credit for your work if they were seen working minor parts, thus giving the appearance of having two faces. One face they greet you with, and another they show others. One might ask how to deal with people like this. The answer is, you don't. They are their own living, walking, breathing hazard sign. Little do they know, the same people they bash all communicate and are aware of their childish behavior. Your job is not to make efforts of changing this person or people. It's not what you get paid for. Learn to ignore them, but don't lose track of them when you share a space. Keep your grass short so you can see the snakes as well. Law 2. Know your battles. Don't argue with idiots. When you first find out that someone might be spreading a fictitious rumor or attempting to throw you under a bus, your first reaction is to confront the person. The rude awakening of a two-faced person in your circle is never a good feeling. Some of these people should get Oscars for the efforts they put into scrambling radars. It's a sad thought that people like this actually can have a successful career. The upper management would never let people like this exist, knowing of their actions, you're thinking. Another truth be told, many of your managers know exactly who they were hiring, and they call it stirring up the pot. So why don't I confront them if it's all a lie? The reason you don't confront this person is because now the person knows what you know. Let's say you're playing a game of cards, and you by chance put out the wrong card or cards. Do you think you just helped yourself or made your winning very difficult? In some games, people will even say, "I know you have a king," demanding their victory. In most cases, if a crab knows you caught wind of their actions, they will want some kind of response from you. When I say do and say nothing, I mean just that. No dagger eyes either. Battles come in many forms, and the key is for you to recognize what kind it is. Some battles are right in plain eyesight. What's hard about avoiding an obvious fight in the corner office? Giving that person a piece of my mind, your mother might say. The other kind might be internal and a mental battlefield. The mental kinds are the worst types. These types of battles have upper management written all over them. They can be the focus of most meetings, and if the meeting's about you, they will devise a plan to either promote or demote, fire you. When a crab looks at you, they look first to see if there is any importance you can serve them, not the team.